This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, December 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom asks for $25 million to fight Trump. Ag industry upbeat on USTR choice. And Trump tariff threats prompt conversations. Newsom asks for $25 million to fight Trump. State lawmakers are returning to Sacramento this afternoon to swear in 30 new members, officially kicking off the start of the next legislative session. While a few priority bills may materialize this month, it is typically a quiet period when lawmakers shop around ideas for legislation. The action gradually builds in January and February, hitting full speed in March. Yet Governor Gavin Newsom is hoping to incite early action this week. He has persuaded legislative leaders to hold a special session starting today to build the state's war chest for any legal skirmishes with the incoming Trump administration. Newsom is proposing to boost the Department of Justice budget by as much as $25 million. By comparison, the state spent $42 million from 2017 to 2021 in litigation against the federal government. The governor anticipates the state will, quote, defend against unconstitutional or unlawful federal government actions, challenging federal overreach in court, and taking administrative actions to reduce potential harm. Keep in mind, the legislature and governor have gotten the message that the economy and California's high cost of living are weighing heavily on voters' minds. Spending more money on court battles could be a tough sell after the Newsom administration has already spent years hardening state policies against a potentially hostile federal administration and expanding state agencies to take on more federal duties. The policymakers also have difficult budget choices ahead, with the Legislative Analyst's Office saying they must cut yet more spending this session to avoid a deeper deficit in following years. Surgeon linking pesticides to cancer rates to be FDA commissioner. Marty Marcari, a highly acclaimed surgeon who is an outspoken critic of the U.S. food system, the use of pesticides, and of COVID-19 vaccine mandates, was elected by President-elect Donald Trump Friday as the new commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Trump makes Treasury, Labor, and OMB picks. President-elect Donald Trump on Friday picked hedge fund manager Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary, despite critics' concerns that he isn't an ardent enough backer of tariffs. Representative Lori Chavez de Remer was named to lead the Labor Department, while Russ Vaught, a co-author of Project 2025, was selected to run the Office of Management and Budget. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Farm worker wages up across the board, portending increases for H-2A hires. Farm worker wages rose 3.2% nationally for the year from 2023. That, according to an American Farm Bureau Federation analysis of USDA's Farm Labor Survey, which is used to set H-2A minimum pay rates. For our full report, you can read it at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Industry eyes ag market access opportunities under USTR Greer. Figures from across the ag industry have responded to President-elect Trump's pick for U.S. Trade Representative, that Jameson Greer,
pushing him to pursue new market access opportunities for America's farmers. As one who knows the office, the policies, and the legal tools of trade, he will bring a wealth of experience to the office of the U.S. Trade Representative during a pivotal time. That the word of Corn Refiners Association President and CEO John Bode. Bode says he looks forward to working with Greer, quote, to open market access and on the review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Greer, 44, served as then USTR Robert Lighthizer's chief of staff during the first Trump administration. He worked on several of the administration's signature trade efforts, including shepherding the USMCA through Congress, retooling a free trade agreement with South Korea, and the Phase One deal with China. Josh Gackle, American Soybean Association president, says soybeans are the United States' largest agricultural export, and USTR's work at addressing market access and non-tariff issues is critical for continued market growth. By the way, Trump said Greer would be tasked with reducing the U.S. trade deficit, defending U.S. agriculture, and opening export markets. In a statement, Idaho Senator Mike Crapo said he expects Greer to be, quote, a critical partner in efforts to expand market access and boost the competitiveness of U.S. farmers. He said, quote, I look forward to reviewing his nomination and discussing priorities when he appears before the committee. Crapo will chair the Senate Finance Committee next year, which is responsible for vetting USTR nominees. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. One phone call on tariffs, two accounts. President-elect Donald Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum spoke Wednesday evening after Trump threatened to impose new tariffs on Mexican exports, but the pair shared different accounts of what was discussed, and whether Trump will push ahead with the 25% tariff remains unclear. Trump, in a post to Truth Social, said he had a, quote, wonderful conversation with Sheinbaum. He recounted that the Mexican premier had, quote, agreed to stop migration through Mexico and into the United States, effectively closing our southern border. Meanwhile, in a post to Sheinbaum's social media channels, the Mexican president said she explained Mexico's strategy for tackling illegal migration to the incoming president, but made no mention of closing the southern border. She did, however, say her regular press briefing on Thursday that there would be, quote, no potential tariff war, a sharp departure from threatening the U.S. president-elect with retaliation just 2 days before. Take note, neither the Trump transition nor the Mexican embassy responded to AgriPulse requests for clarification on what was offered during that phone call Wednesday evening. As for the North, Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau hustled to Mar-a-Lago that to meet with Trump on Friday. Later, Trump said in a Truth Social post that Trudeau promised to work with the U.S. on border and trade issues. Trump has also threatened 25% tariffs on Canadian goods. Well, here's today's final word. America was not built on fear. That Senator Bill Dodd of Napa, quoting President Harry Truman in a poke at President-elect Donald Trump, slipped into a farewell message to constituents as he retires after 25 years as an elected official. A staunch moderate Democrat, Dodd built strong ties with agriculture, particularly in the local wine industry, and was a leader in wildfire legislation. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, December 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.